Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Fall's getting ready to return.
Yeah, I was hoping to make it out today, but I didn't make it. So,
wear a coat tomorrow.
Yeah. I got a doctor's visit on Friday, so definitely. So, what's going on with Purdue and the virus? Another game was canceled.
See, I missed that. I didn't see that. But, I mean, to Scott's point last week, I guess that's 2 weeks in a row Purdue doesn't lose. So, they'll be ranked here before the whole year's over, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if IU can – I mean, I was looking at what IU did, and it's like,
yeah,
why don't you beat a team? I mean, they haven't, I don't know. Well, this year needs to be scrapped for college football. I saw some rankings for college basketball, and, you know, I was shocked that Illinois is ranked 7th for college basketball. So, well, you know, let's move on to basketball.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good. So I was thinking about before the show, we're adding a music piece this time. So what I want to do is we're going to do the songs first and then the group second. And then if you have any stories where you actually saw those groups live, I would like you to expand on this.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay. Let's get going. Welcome to Andy's Local Flavor. I don't know what's going on, but I was checking the stats on Anchor, and we've lost listeners in the state of Indiana, which is our number one state, and I really don't know why. So they don't go into that much detail, but, you know, like I've lost listeners in 5 cities, which I don't understand, but let's see if we can get them back with the music element. Our sponsor is my buddy Joshua Combs. I helped him move Sunday. I missed the Colts game. So my back was screaming, but it was still a fun time. His phone number, he can get you into a car. If you're looking for a new car, used car, he just got an outstanding new van. So if you're looking, and Ray Skillman can pretty much do any model you want. His cell phone number is 317-665-6559. That's Josh Cohn's down there at Ray Skillman. It's 317-665-6559. For your dining experiences, I go to 3 main places here in Indy. As much as I can, I can't go all the time. The authentic Mexican restaurant here on the east side is El Jorepo. And their address is 30 East Washington Point Drive, Indianapolis 46229. Phone number is 317-898-3921. They specialize in burritos, quesadillas, enchiladas, fajitas. They have great seafood option, chicken. They've got your traditional Mexican dishes. They've got tacos, of course. And you can do a la carte, and they have 30 options for combos. I'm a big tamale guy, so I usually get the number 13, which is under $10, which is a burrito, enchilada, and tamale. And, of course, they have, you know, adult beverages, and they have margaritas. And I really like the Jarritos Mexican pop with real sugar, which, you know. And they've got pink lemonade, which I think is kind of cool, so. And they've got stuff for the kids as well. So make sure you check them out. It's El Jorepo, 30 East Washington Point Drive, Indianapolis, 817-898-3921. If you're in the market for Asian instead, make sure you check out Yin Ching. They're also on the east side at 8512 East Washington Street, Indianapolis, 46219. Their phone number is 317-899-3270. They specialize in Northern Peking and Szechuan style dishes. Their hours are Tuesday through Friday, noon to 2 on lunch, and the Sunday buffet The Sunday buffet is 11:30 to 2:30. Their dinner on Tuesday through Thursday is 5 to 10. Friday through Saturday, 4 to 10:30. And Sunday, 4:30 to 9:30. They are closed on Mondays. The appetizers are great. I usually get the crab rangoon. They've got tons of stuff, though. They've got egg drop soup. They've got beef. They've got chicken. They've got pork. They've got seafood. And they've got... And they've got lunch specials, so pretty much anything you would like in the Asian department, make sure you give them a call, 317-899-3270. And then the place I'm a regular at is Giacomo's Upper Crust Pizza. If you want to go there, if you're going there this evening, they do have outside dining, so it would probably be the night to do that if you want to. They're on where I go, the east side in Irvington, 317-356-6612. They're open 11 to 9. Dine in, carry out, and delivery. They're also on the north side of Fort Bend at 317-986-4545. And they're on the south side of Greenwood, 317-883-8993. Their pizzas... my kids love the Cheese Louise, which is five cheeses. Slaughterhouse Five is like the meat lovers. I've had the taco pizza. I've had the roasted potato pizza, which was really good. It comes with sour cream instead of, it's on a, they don't serve it with marinara. So it's like a potato. So it's excellent. My son loves the luau, which is the, a lot of people are opposed to pineapple, but it's a pineapple pizza with a homemade barbecue sauce, which is excellent. And then they've got barbecue chicken pizza. The Thai pizza is good. And I've even was very daring and got shrimp on a pizza called the Shipwreck. So, and that was very good. So I'll give them a call at 317-896-4545 there in. They're on the north side. Greenwood is 317-883-8993. And in Irvington is 317-356-6612. And they're 11 to 9 for their hours. So, gentlemen, let me get into the college scoreboard and get into the... let me start with this first since it's quick. The NBA season starts on December 22nd, because they want to get the Christmas game in, of course, and the TV ratings. And this season has 22 games, and I heard from a friend of mine that LeBron's going to sit out the first month. So
it's kind of like IU being rated, the ranked. He just needs to be there at the end for the final five games or whatever.
And I'm like, last time I checked, Dr. J didn't sit out the first month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, oh well.
Yeah.
The NCAA football scoreboard. I throw this team in there because they're from Indiana. Notre Dame, number four Notre Dame, upset number one Clemson. Hello, Brooklyn. IU.
Brian Kelly finally got his signature win.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. I did take note of that. I did take note of that one. And okay, Notre Dame is in play now, but you know, is what's Clemson do? Are they still in the top four? I didn't check.
I don't know.
I think they're number four.
Okay.
IU beat Michigan. That was a monster game for the Hoosiers. So I think Harbaugh's on the hot seat. And I don't like the show ESPN First Take, but I don't like that show at all. I don't think it's sports journalism. I think it's fluff. But they're talking about Harbaugh going back to the pros. So we'll see what happens with that. What do you guys think about the game?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. I saw it. It was Michigan tried to make a comeback and IU's defense shut them down.
I take that back. I did watch the first quarter or maybe quarter and a half. And, you know, I checked in with it periodically, and, you know, I was like, all right, they're going to win this one also. But I was looking at the teams they played, and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. You know, whatever. I mean, really, Michigan is Michigan, and Michigan State's Michigan State, and I can't remember who the other one was. Rutgers, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
IU has a Michigan State next week, so I think IU wins that as well. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe they'll be ranked in the top four here pretty soon if Clemson keeps losing.
Northwestern beat Nebraska. Iowa beat Michigan State. Notre Dame, Penn State's kind of falling apart. Maryland beat Penn State. Minnesota beat Illinois. Ohio State seems like they're doing very well. They beat Rutgers, and then Wisconsin and Purdue was canceled, I believe, for the virus.
Yes, Purdue did not lose, and I was misspoken when I said Rutgers. It was Penn State, and Penn State's falling apart at the seams. That's why I said, you know, that quote upset of that ranked team.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever. you know, for college football right now, I still, even with Clemson's loss, I think that's still the top four. That's the way everybody wants it. I mean, as far as rankings go, and we'll see.
I'm not a fan of the BCS guys. Sorry, there should be a 2014 playoff, in my opinion. But
I would say at least 12. Yeah.
Yeah. So, turning to the NFL news, the Bills had the Seahawks number on Sunday. The Bears' offensive line is leaking. The Titans beat them. I'll come back to that one. The Chiefs barely got past the Panthers. The Cowboys made everybody sweat, but the Steelers beat them. Tom Brady looked kind of feeble against the Saints. And my Raiders got lucky over the Chargers, thanks to Mike Williams bobbling the ball for the Chargers right at the end. And the Jets had the Pats, man, in the corner pocket, but the Pats come back to beat them. And the Colts showed up for the first half, but the second half, we need to talk about Phillip Rivers for the second half. The Ravens beat the Colts.
I don't know how to rank this. Rivers, yes, talk about him. But there were two or three calls on that were just.
Oh, yeah, fumble?
Obscene.
That fumble?
Obscene.
That was bananas. Obscene. So I was like, huh?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that I kind of knew where it was going by beginning of the fourth quarter, so I went and got something to eat, and I'm listening to it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't know what call happened that basically put the game away.
Yeah.
But the commentators were basically saying that the fact it was a non-call.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd seen more. You know, assault. Basically, if that assault had occurred on the streets of Indianapolis, somebody would be downtown in Marion County jail, and it wasn't called.
Right.
And so that's not what lost the game for him. But from what I saw, there were calls. And I think we talked maybe when the Colts played the Browns.
Yes.
We even mentioned you can't spot. I think right. At the time we were saying 15 points to the Ravens and expect right. to win. Well, they spotted them 11 in the second half, and that was it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to like Philip Rivers. I'm not a Philip Rivers guy, but I want to see him do well. But in the big games, to me, guys, it seems like he's doing the Jekyll and Hyde thing. Am I wrong in this?
Heard an interview today, and they were it's the quote real media is coming around and they're pointing that out now and they pointed out, I believe it was last year, in the second half of the season he had 12 interceptions in big games that got lost, and that's where when he came here I was like, duh, why?
Right. Why,
you know, when you're in the Tom Brady lotto, why
yeah.
So, yeah.
43 pass attempts for Rivers.
Yeah, that's there it is.
Wow.
One missed tackle, wow. too.
There it is.
that was
the mother of all missed tackles.
That wasn't a tackle. That was this, you know, that was a slap on the wrist. That was nothing.
That was a turtle that got flipped on its shell. Is what that was.
My helmet's too heavy to tackle on.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Pee Wee tackle right there. Yeah, oh my. Let's look ahead at week 10. And guys, you know, we've got 3 weeks left of football before fantasy's playoffs. So, I've got three teams that are in the mix, but my one team's outside looking in, and the margin's razor thin on the fourth spot. So, next week, the Colts are the very first game out of the box down there in Nashville, which is going to be, I saw the line today, it's the Titans by 2. It's the Colts at Titans at 8 p.m. Thursday on Fox or the NFL Network. Of course, everybody's going to watch the local, I would imagine. Also, coming up this week is the Broncos at the Raiders, and I don't care what the record is, that'll be a close game. Seahawks at the Rams. A lot of good games this week. Seahawks at the Rams. Niners at the Saints. What do you think about that, Rob?
Yeah, the Saints will destroy them. The Saints are good. I mean, they got their weapons back. And, I haven't even begun to comment on that Bucks wonderful showing. But, yeah.
Is Thomas back?
By 100. Sanders, he's got his full range of weapons. That's why they just absolutely destroyed the Bucks, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad. I know I dropped him, but I'm glad he's playing again. I mean, he's a great receiver. Bengals.
Go ahead. Yeah, in that Bucks game, it wasn't just the Thomas or Sanders show. Breeze completed to 12 receivers in that game. He was playing like
nice.
Everything everybody says Brady is all the time. So,
right.
Yeah.
The Bengals at the Steelers. So, I don't know. What's it, Joe? I don't know if Joe Burrow is going to play for that, and I know Roethlisberger is questionable. The Bucks at the Panthers. This should be a good game. The Bills at the Cardinals. The late game is the Ravens at the Patriots on NBC, 8 o'clock, and then the Vikings and the Bears. Who knows what's going to happen with that game at 8 on Monday Night Football on ESPN? So, guys, what do you think about the Colts and Titans?
Thursday night, finally got a good game.
We lost Scott.
Oh, no.
Thursday
night, finally got a good game.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That, that 2-point line, that is fair. I just hope that the Ravens Colts don't show up for the Titans game.
Well, the Titans had a pretty easy game against the Bears, so I think this frustrates me because it reminds me of the old Colts before Harbaugh. The Colts this year, in my opinion, seem to play like the old Colts. Scott, are you back with us?
Yeah, good. I lost my connection there. I apologize for that. Not sure what happened.
That's all right. We're talking about the Colts and Titans game. It frustrates me because it seems like the Colts are playing like the old Colts used to. They play up to their competition.
Yep.
See,
game one, Jacksonville. Yeah, I agree with
that. Okay. So, I think this is going to come down to a field goal.
I hope.
It's either going to come down to a field goal or it's going to be a blowout.
I hope. My guy, yeah. Rodrigo, do it.
Hot Rod, yeah.
Hot Rod, do it.
What do you think about the Colts game, Scott?
Like you said, they're playing to their level of competition. Hopefully they get up for this one, division game, obviously. But it's at Tennessee, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll make it that much tougher. We'll see which Phillip Rivers shows up. So,
right, exactly.
I heard an interesting stat about, you know, there versus here. This year is is pretty even on there versus here. In other words, home field isn't as big a factor now because,
right,
you know, there's some stadiums that are still empty, which I think is ridiculous. But
I agree with that.
So,
and then they're playing the music real loud and there's nobody there. And I'm like, huh?
Well, yeah, last night's game, I watched a little bit of that, and it sounded like they actually had folks in there, and they panned to the seats, and no, it's ghost town.
Right. And guess who was the comeback player of the year last night?
Flacco.
Yeah. I was like, where you been, pal? So, yeah, he played well.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Jets defense couldn't help him out, but yeah.
They held on as long as they could. I was impressed with what they did. But, you know, there's something about, you know, trading in for a Lawrence, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys ready for your top 10 songs?
Yeah.
With a bonus pick.
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm going to go top down, so it'll be...
Okay, you want to do number one first. Yeah. Okay, sure, go ahead.
And these are what I think of when I think of the 90s. I was in college, left, you know, graduated, started my real world as an adult experience, and it was literally starting in 1990 and ending in 1999. So the song I remember is Nevermind by Nirvana for number one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead, Scott.
We're doing number one first?
Yep.
Okay. I also have Nirvana, but I have Smells Like Teen Spirit.
There you go.
My number one.
There you go.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
My kids, when I have my kids and we're in the car, we play like a musical jukebox. I play a song. My daughter plays a song. My son plays a song. And they were playing a hip-hop song that I wasn't familiar with. And there was something, they sampled this in the chorus, and it was a, hello, hello, hello. And I'm like, I was like, where's that song coming from? It's on the tip of my tongue. What is it? Uh-huh. It took me a while. Uh-huh. But I finally figured it out.
Yep.
So,
Song was that they were sampling that in?
So it was like Teen Spirit, the chorus of hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember the rap song.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I could probably Google that, but I ran out of time today. Okay, so my story is I was at Ball State in the early 90s, and this was just the type of guy I am. When alternative hit and everybody ran to that, I ran the other way. So my list is mostly hip-hop heavy. However, I was on the radio station there at Ball State, WCRD. And the crazy thing was we didn't break any of the big four from Seattle. The Nirvana, the Soundgarden, the Pearl Jam, and what's the fourth one? Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden.
Foo Fighters?
No.
Well, no, they were later.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Nope. They're from California.
Alice in Chains?
Yes. We didn't break any of those bands until much later on the radio, which I thought was kind of strange. But anyway, my number one for the 90s is Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube, where, you know, he got a triple-double on that day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's up there too.
Yeah. And I got the age check the other day. I told a coworker, I said, today was a really good day and Ice Cube approved. And she was like, what? She was 35, and I'm like, oh well. I said, where were you in 93? And she said, second grade. And I'm like, well, I guess your parents didn't.
Yeah,
like
Ice Cube. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Rob, go ahead.
My second song is Black from Pearl Jam.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, yeah. I've always tried to, look at the albums, the artists in that decade. And you know, there's the popular ones, but what were the ones and where was I when it happened? And Black for Pearl Jam is one of my favorites.
That's a great song. Go ahead, Scott.
I will send you my list just so you know I'm not trying to piggyback off of Rob.
I believe you. That's
number two.
Well, that's, I believe you.
On the next one, I want Scott to go first.
I will go first. That's
fine. I was playing trivia Saturday, and I was sitting next to a young gentleman, and they played this song, and this guy, it was another age check. He never heard of this band, Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine, yes.
Yeah. So, which we'll get into our groups later. I got a good story about them.
Yeah, I considered them in my lists, and I couldn't do it for a top 10 or even a honorable mention. They might be my number 12, but yeah.
Yeah, cool, Ben. Scott, you're up.
All right, so yeah, I started high school in 1990 and graduated college in 1999. So yeah, the 90s are all okay. You know, I was going back trying to think what songs really, you know, I had on repeat and everything like that. Sure. My number three is Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
Not a real popular one, but it was one of my favorites back then. So.
Yeah, that was definitely a huge hit song. So I get it, and they came to Deer Creek,
yeah,
a couple times. Go ahead, Rob.
Number three, and this is where the similarities end. I had "Welcome to Paradise" by Green Day.
Oh man, I love them. They're out of Oakland. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. I've got a ton of their stuff, and. Later on the next decade, they did the rock opera.
Yeah.
And I've got that. And yeah. So I've always been a Green Day fan.
Since they're from the Oakland area, they said the band that inspired them the most is my favorite punk band of all time, the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
My third pick, I would run to the dance floor. It was a Scenario by Tribe Called Quest with Busta Rhymes.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, you're bringing back some memories there too, because the college I was at, I mean, our local radio station, they did a lot of different things. They, you know,
that's good.
The head of the department my freshman year, well, at least the first semester of my freshman year, lived right next door to me in the dorms.
Yeah.
And his thing was he wanted me, because he was in charge of programming, trying to fill slots and everything. He wanted me to fill a slot. I was like, I'll do it as long as you let me do a Led Zeppelin hour every week.
Oh, wow.
And somehow, no, can't do that. I was like, what? Come on. So that's why I never got into radio right there.
Oh, well, yeah, you got to obey the format. I had to play a local artist from Muncie once an hour, and it was dreadful. I mean, dreadful. Every shift, once an hour. I'm like, it's Mark Jones with crap on a stick. Yeah.
Every once you'd have buttered crap on a stick, but it's still crap on a stick.
Yeah. Who's your number four, Rob?
Let Her Cry, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, man. I played that song 1,000 times when I was DJing.
Yeah. Yeah. That one brings up some pretty good memories. I've got a lot of other Hootie stuff, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them.
Go ahead, Scott.
Number four for me was Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Stephanie Seymour, good day.
Yeah.
They were married for what, all of 2 minutes?
Yeah, if that. They, but no, that I almost included them. They're not in any of my lists. The song, the album, I remember because it was Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Right.
And when it was released, and yes, I had not yet evolved to CDs yet. I was still doing cassettes.
Yeah.
We waited in line at Karma for the midnight release to get those albums. Yeah.
We had the same thing at Ball State at Discount Den. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could buy CDs at midnight, and it was, the line was around the block.
Yep.
For Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, which is a great album.
Yes.
Great double album.
Yep.
My number 4 is Welcome to the Terror Dome, Public Enemy.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Go ahead, Rob.
Number 5 is Satellite, Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, man. Dave Matthews is amazing. And you know, he's a staple of concerts here in Indy, and that's we didn't have that at all this year, and that drives me nutty because of the virus. But I get it.
Mm-hmm. It drives a lot of folks insane with it. I've got a few Dave Matthews Band albums. Scott, I think, knows that the league manager in our fantasy league is a huge Dave Matthews Band fan, and they when the seasons are normal, they'll do the bus and go, mm-hmm. and you know, go to every single show 3 days in a row or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, he does at least 2. So yeah. What's got?
Number 5 on my list was REM, Losing My Religion.
I played that song 100 times in college. Oh, wow. Great song. Great song. Great band. I miss those guys.
Yeah.
My 5th song was When They Reminisce Over You by Pete Rock and CL Smooth. So.
I don't know that I've heard that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've heard that one either.
Oh, wow. It's basically CL Smooth talks about looking back on his family growing up through his family childhood. A really, really great song. It was a hit on the hip hop charts, but it wasn't on the pop charts at all. But the other thing that was the reason why I was so into the hip hop thing, I got asked to do the first hip-hop show at Ball State, which was Hour, which I had to edit on cassette. You want to, I was busy with Ice T hitting the pause button. So
it's like, I've never heard 15 minutes of a solid beat before.
No, I didn't have a beep. I had a pause button. So you were there. You stinking bleep, bleeps, bleeps, bleeps.
Yeah.
you guys, awesome. That's a good song. You want to check it out? Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Okay.
Heavy D discovered them, actually. Go ahead, Rob.
My next one is Talks to Angels by Black Crowes.
Oh, great band.
Yeah, great band. That was probably the soundtrack for my first and on to my second year of college. So
they were heavily influenced by soul music, because I know Shake Your Money Maker was James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And what was their first big hit?
Hard to Handle.
Yeah, that was what I was reading.
Yeah. And the summer following my freshman year in college, we took a family vacation for a couple of weeks through Pennsylvania. We went to Washington D.C. You know, we spent time. But as we're coming back, we're going through the hills,
right?
Appalachia, Virginia, yeah. Uh-huh. And I remember, by that time, we're just tired and we're trying to get home, you know,
right.
But I'm listening to it on the way home, and the song, what is it? Seeing Things for the First Time came on, and or I think it's just called Seeing Things. Oh. If you know, if you want to go on a road trip and listen to that song, I recommend it highly. So,
Scott, go ahead.
My number six. This is a little different than my other songs, but back my senior year in high school, you couldn't turn on the radio without hearing this song. It's Warren G. Regulate.
Oh, Dr. Dre produced. Great yes. song. And a sample from Michael McDonald.
Yes.
So, yeah, great song. Did you already go, Rob? Was it my turn?
It's yours.
Okay. They sampled Jimi Hendrix at the beginning. It's Passing Me by the Far Side.
Okay.
Yeah. So, where the... their logo is where the fire hydrant is urinating on the dog.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let's see. My next one is, and it's coincidence, but this one is Round Here by Counting Crows. The one before it was Talks to Angels by Black Crows. This is Round Here by Counting Crows.
Right. Go ahead, Scott.
My number seven is a remake of a song, so I'll be interested to hear your guys' opinions on this one. Sure. Originally done by Harry Chapin, redone by Ugly Kid Joe. It was Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the original. The remake was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys already talked about this already, but... I was in college when this happened, and because of this band, hair bands went away. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
So.
And I remember when that happened, we were just like, what the hell just happened?
You know? Yeah, it was like an explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody started wearing plaid shirts.
And burlap shirts.
right. Go ahead, Rob.
Number eight for me is Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
Oh, he's a great artist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scott?
Number eight for me is Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Great video.
Yes.
You were close there, Scott. We were so close, man, to getting 3 out of 10, man. You're so close.
my number eight is the Wisconsin Badgers theme song now, Jump Around by House of Pain.
Yeah. Actually, it is also, I believe, some NFL team's fight song because there was a video... all over Sunday, I think it was, and there were three kids jumping up and down to that song. I was like, you're not socially distancing. You're probably spreading germs. Stop it.
Get off my lawn, kids.
Get off my lawn.
Go ahead, Rob.
My number nine is Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Oh, you guys cheat, man. Did you get the 10 songs I sent? No, I'm kidding.
Do I have to have this notarized?
No. Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
My number nine was the Verb Pipe, The Freshman.
Oh, I love good. That song. Love that song.
That's a good song.
Mine was Cash Rules Everything Around Me, Cream Get the Money, Dolla Dolla Bill Y'all, Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh yes,
I almost put a Wu-Tang Clan song in there. I almost did. I think I ran out of room to put that title down.
Oh, it's Cream. It's Cream for sure.
I know.
That's funny. Go ahead, Rob.
My number 10 is One by U2.
Great song.
Yeah,
love
that was the album that actually brought me around to you two. I mean, you know, when we were having our hell week for Fraternity Rush, my freshman year of college, mm-hmm. We played the song Sunday Bloody Sunday because it was Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, and there was a lot of U2 songs that I'd listened to, but it wasn't until that album came out where I was like, wow. So, yeah, I've become probably a bigger U2 fan since that song came out than I was before.
Yeah, I've been a U2 fan for a long time, so, yeah.
I was able to see them in concert when they were here in Indy recently, last two or three years.
Lucas Oil. Very good show. Lucas Oil, right.
Yes.
Yeah. How was the sound there?
It wasn't bad. Beck opened for them,
right.
And it was a lot more intimate than I thought it would be. Even with, you know, you would think, I've wondered about that because there'd been talk when Lucas Oil was built about the acoustics. I wasn't disappointed.
Good. Go ahead, Scott.
Number 10 for me is Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain.
Hey, I tied with somebody. Wow.
There you go. There you go. Scott got four of a match with both of us. So.
I was doing my internship when that song came out in 93, summer of 93. And they came down to our radio station. And let's see. I'm going to draw a blank. The Columbia rep from Chicago came down to Indianapolis and said, hey, these are new songs that are coming out. And he was walking away. He walked back in the studio and he says, hey, you guys need to add Cypress Hill. The next day, we started playing it in a hot rotation. It's category A, nice. Number one slot rotation. So, nice. And it went nuts from there.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Rob, what's your bonus pick?
And you know, this one may not ring a bell with anybody, but one of my favorite songs from that time was a song called Kids Aren't All Right by Offspring.
Yes.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good song. Okay, Scott?
only because it was really popular when I was in freshman year in college and everything, and every party I went to, this song was played, Snow Informer.
Oh, heck no. That's really on your list. Really? Oh, I got to put
okay,
that. I got to
okay,
write that one down.
Okay, Scott.
You're
in timeout right now, Scott.
You're in the penalty box.
Scott's in timeout. You're in the
penalty box. Wow.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I'm sorry if it's got the lyrics Lucky Boom Boom down. No.
He tried to be reggae for a hot second. I'm like, really? No.
I didn't say I liked it. I just said it's one that I remember from the 90s. You know, that's why I didn't make it my top 10. It was just one I remember.
You could have said this is my joke pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
I could have mentioned a Ricky Martin song back
in the day. Is it Viva La Vida? No. It's a
Living La Vida logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the times I tried to forget about. So.
I was on the radio when they played that song, and that was really popular. And I said, that song is a complete piece of crap. It shouldn't be on the list. my last pick, they played every weekend my senior year at Ball State. Nothing but a G thing, Dr. Dre and Snoop.
There you go. There you go.
Every weekend my senior year. So. Okay, we're moving on to the artists, and we're going to go 11-1.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rob, your bonus pick?
My bonus pick is going to be, just to match my bonus pick from the song is Offspring.
Now, this is the part, if you have a story where you saw them live, you can go into that if you want to, but if you don't, that's fine.
No, but I will towards the top about a story I have.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Scott.
My bonus band was Everclear.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great band.
Yeah, I've got some of their stuff. That's good. Cool. Yeah.
I wanted to put a woman on my list, and she sounds exactly like her recordings live. I saw at Deer Creek in 93 as Sade.
Good. That's good. Yeah. I would have probably, if I was thinking that way, and I should have been, Baruch Assault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great singer.
And the other thing I was thinking in this category is bands, not individuals, but you know,
either way. So I'm top 10 artists. I don't, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Artists. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Rob.
Number 10 was Soundgarden.
Oh man. I miss Chris Cornell. I miss that guy. And you know, the last song that he sang was in his concert, right?
No.
In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, and here's a story about Soundgarden, because I just graduated college, and a buddy of mine who was at Purdue, I went up there the first September after I'd graduated, because it was Purdue Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And that was, well, side note, one of the longest days of my life. But I remember at some point just crashing it at his place, and there was a cassette tape there of a group called Soundgarden. I go, what the hell is this? It's like, no, dude, stop. And so when Chris Cornell passed, whatever, 20 years later, I texted him the second I heard the announcement, and I said, you were right.
Yeah.
You know, so
he was one of the big four from Seattle. So, you know.
Yeah.
And the only one left is Pearl Jam. So,
yeah.
Well, and you know, Dave from the Foo Fighters has moved on and been successful there. But that's it. So, go ahead, Scott.
My number 10, Oasis.
Oh, love those guys. I saw, I saw a Noel with a buddy of mine at the, Marat a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So it was a good show. So, my number 10, I thought about seeing, well, he went solo, but I thought about seeing him in the '80s, but, the venue was the Tyndale Armory downtown Indianapolis. And I'm like, there is no way there's going to be enough security for me to go down there. Forget all that. It's Ice Cube. So, and WA was at the Tyndale Armory in the late 80s. I'm like, nope, I'm not going there. You can forget that. So,
I was getting ready to say, Andy walked away.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, go ahead, Rob.
Number 9, I have Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, man. I've got a story about that if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
My brother flew up from Florida to see them. And he was walking around downtown like in the afternoon. And they were at Bankers Life. And he runs into Flea. And he ran into Patty Mac that day, and then he ran into Flea. And he, you know, he's chatting up Flea, and he says, hey, can I have your picture? And Flea looks at him and says, I'm a punk rock star. I don't do no frickin' pictures. So as Flea's walking away, my brother takes a picture of him. So there you go.
He was wearing more than a sock, right?
Right. Yeah, t-shirt and jeans or whatever.
Okay. Make sure.
You never know.
You never know.
He has a really great book, by the way. He put out an autobiography recently. It's really good.
He was in a movie. It's kind of a, you know, just it was a side role, but I can't remember what it was, but you know, he was funny. And cool.
He was back into both the Back of the Futures 1 and 2.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he was Marty McFly's boss in 2, and he was just like a redneck trying to race down.
The redneck is what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they were trying to drag race the main character in Back to the Future. They were trying to drag race him, and they end up getting into a wreck. So,
yeah.
Great movie. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 9 was Bush.
Oh, sure.
Good.
Song 2.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sophomore year in college, I went down to Florida with some friends, and they were actually – they played at one of the clubs down there, and it was outside, and it was just pouring down rain. I mean, we got soaked. Yeah. And there's actual videos of the concert on YouTube, and it's just like pouring down rain. You just see Gavin Rosdale up there, you know, just – water just dripping on, you know, from head to toe and everything.
Wow. But,
nice.
My number 9 is Dr. Dre and Snoop. They dominated for a long time. Yeah. They started out in the middle 90s.
And I was going to include those in my 10, but I was thinking bands instead of artists. But yes, absolutely. I had Dr. Dre down. I had Snoop Dogg down.
Go ahead, Rob.
Let's see. My number 8 is Counting Crows.
Okay.
And I don't have a story on them except basically that was as I was entering the second half of my college career, and there was, you know, there were a lot of very relevant songs that that I appreciated. So. Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
My number 8 was Soundgarden.
Oh, great band. Did you guys by chance get the podcast I sent you?
Yes. I have not had a chance to listen to it yet.
Okay. My next artist is Lenny Kravitz, and that's what I sent you. Do you guys know who Rick Rubin is?
We've had this conversation once before, I believe, and he was, refresh my memory, producer?
Super producer, produced all the Def Jam people, Tom Petty, Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. They're really good friends, and that's what gave me the inspiration to do this podcast was Rick Rubin's podcast, Broken Record. And they've got tons of, if you like music, they've got tons of podcasts of your favorite musicians. So when you get a free minute, you want to check that out.
Yep.
And Lenny Kravitz. He used to tour here in America, but I never see him in our area anymore. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, he used to tour in the 90s, but everything else is Europe or California or New Orleans. Or New York, he's never in Chicago or Cincinnati or Cleveland or whatever. So,
right.
So, all right, go ahead, Rob.
Number 7 is the Violent Femmes.
Good band.
I don't know that they're from the 90s per se, but they. They had albums in the 90s.
Right, they didn't start in the 90s, but they had a lot of hits in the 90s, right?
Yeah. And the story with that is after my freshman year, because it's amazing I got through my freshman year, but the story is a buddy of mine went up to Valparaiso because he had a friend that went to Valparaiso, University of Valparaiso, right. And he said he went up there and, you know, they were doing whatever they were doing. And he woke up one morning and on the alarm clock, it was playing Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes. Right. And he's like, and I thought of you. Like, oh, great. I'm associated with Blister in the Sun.
Go ahead, Scott.
Guns N' Roses was who I had for.
Sure. Good pick. My number 7 pick is just for the song Jeremy Alone, Pearl Jam. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, I'm there. Let's see. My next one is Dave Matthews Band.
Good band.
And the story I have for them is, Scott, where you and I worked together mutually for a while, there was a period of time where we would go golfing up on the northwest side of Indianapolis. And it was the weekend where Dave Matthews was in town to do their concerts. And I unfortunately was not there, but I guess the group of golfers in front of the folks I would have normally been with, the group of golfers in front of them was members of the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a good story.
I almost had a neat story there.
Go ahead, Scott.
Number six for me is Alice in Chains.
Ah, good band.
Yeah, I was big in the Seattle grunge.
Sure.
Music when it first came out there, obviously.
My number six, I've seen them a couple times live, but the craziest thing that happened at the show at Deer Creek is somebody threw a fatty on stage and Be Real took three puffs at it and threw it back into the stage at Cypress Hill.
Nice.
That was pre-COVID.
Correct, sir. So yeah, that's my number six pick. Smoking the fatty on stage.
My next one is and it's not because, and I think Scott you had said this one or not. I looked at this as when it hit mainstream. Because in the 80s I loved Metallica in high school.
Sure.
Okay. But it wasn't until the Black Album where I think Metallica hit everybody.
Right.
And so I'm putting Metallica there.
Okay. Because, see, Metallica hit for me with Injustice for All. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, my first speeding ticket was to Injustice for All. So that would have been 1988.
Right.
So, yeah.
I like Metallica's Black Album. But then as I got older into college and everything, I went back and actually liked their earlier stuff better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
Foo Fighters is next on the list for me.
Oh, man. The story I have about that is my buddy's band locally covered that song with the drummer. And everybody thinks I'm lying, but you guys know I'm not a liar. But the drummer at the time, his name was Lee. And my buddy's band who covered Everlong, they played it faster than the Foo Fighters. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa. Because I listened to that song in the car and I'm like, holy cow, they're playing it faster than the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs a defibrillator after that.
Because, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And that's a wake up song right there.
Yeah.
My fifth pick is do you guys think this I'm gonna do the conspiracy theory. Was Kurt Cobain self-inflicted or not?
That is a day I remember.
Me too.
And it wasn't anything about that per se. It was more about, I mean, I knew what, I don't know, clique I was in versus other folks and everything else.
Yeah.
Like that. But that day, yeah, it was almost like you sucked the life out of them.
Right.
And for me, it was like, man, this,
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but for certain other folks, that was John Lennon dying.
I agree.
I had a friend in high school. who had a brother. The day after Cobain shot himself, he took himself down to the high school and hung himself in one of the entryways.
and basically in a suicide note said, if Kurt Cobain can't handle the world, how can I? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, that's
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it was it and really that was, I think, for Generation X.
Yeah.
That was kind of what we knew what was coming, and guess what? Here we are.
Yeah.
You know, as adults, that's that. Yeah. So is it possible? Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think especially this last year has shown us anything is possible.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. He expressed a lot for a lot of folks.
So that's going to lead me to say this. If you're even considering harming yourself, you need to call the St. Vincent Stress Center here in Indianapolis. So that's my public service announcement for the day. So that's my number five pick, Nirvana. That band was gone too soon.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
My number four was Hootie and the Blowfish. I know.
What's the line where the Dolphins can't win, or
the Dolphins make
Dolphins
you cry.
Always lose, or yeah, there you go.
That's Fairweather Johnson. That's Fairweather Johnson. And actually, we had the ability to put in walk up music for our fantasy football draft as we're getting ready to pick. And Fairweather Johnson was one of the songs that I'd put in as a possibility. Thankfully, it ended up being For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, because I'm 8-1 in my league right now, so that worked out pretty well. Yeah.
I started out good in that league. I haven't won in like just 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
You've got a good team, and there's plenty of virtual football.
3 weeks, so. Get on it.
Scott, number four, REM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great band. My favorite song from them is Orange Crush.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So.
That is a good one.
This is the band that I've seen the most live. I have a tragic story from this band. It's a Public Enemy. I was there in 1990 when Heavy D opened for them at Market Square, which I love Market Square. I always did. And his dancer, Treble T. Roy, as the story goes, Heavy D was playing around with his dancers, and he was pretending like he was Donkey Kong. So he flipped. He did. True story. He flipped the trash can to his side and rolled it down at Treble T. Roy. So if you remember Market Square, instead of jumping to the inside wall, Troy,
I do remember that now.
Troy jumped to the outside wall, slipped. Three story bang.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I do too.
July of 1990. But Public Enemy, I've seen them 5 times live. I've got all the records. So I enjoy listening to them. Even though Flavor Flav is a complete knucklehead. So, anyway.
Well, is okay. Here's your question. Is Flavor Flav more. Just a character then, let's say, who is it? Lil Wayne.
I detest.
Should that be continued to next time?
No. I will be glad to lose listeners here. I detest Lil Wayne. I love him.
Okay. Hopefully that'll keep some listeners, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a Lil Wayne guy.
He's not on my top 10 for the 90s because I don't know how old Lil Wayne was. And
not a fan.
Sorry,
no, that's fine. That's what music's all about, different choices. At least you didn't say Vanilla Ice, then I would have had a problem.
Yeah. I know. I don't like, you know, taking a really good song and sampling it and having one hit.
And then he said it didn't sample it. Really?
Yeah, it's not sampling. Sure. That's not sampling. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I've got a good story. If you want to hear that too. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. The story about Vanilla Ice. You guys remember Trip Knight, right? Okay.
Mm.
The guy that.
The Bannister.
Oh, then you know the story. Great.
Yeah.
So, yes. I heard that. And I'm like, wow.
I think I saw that on like VH1 Behind the Music one time or something.
Yeah. Because the first time Vanilla Ice said, yes, it happened. And the second time he said, no, it didn't happen. So somebody got
somebody messed him out of life.
So we're on number three, top three. Go ahead, Rob.
Top three for me is number three is Green Day.
Great band. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, my top three you could pretty much just interchange. I had a hard time putting them in the final order, but number three for me is Pearl Jam.
Great band. Love them. I've seen this band many times live. And it was tragic when a Fife dog died due to diabetes. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Yep.
I've seen them at Deer Creek. Mm-hmm. I've seen them at several venues. Great band. Go ahead, Rob.
The second one, number two that I have, this is where an almost story happened. I've got Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. Number two is Pearl Jam. And I remember being on campus my freshman or sophomore year. And my work study was, I was a proctor for the main building, and I'm walking through and I see a poster, and on the poster, they said, you know, next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And if I remember correctly, the artists were Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Blind Melon, and somebody else. And I was like, nah.
Oh, Snow, right? Snow was number four? I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Pearl Jam.
Good pick. Go ahead, Scott.
Number two for me was Metallica.
Did you ever see you guys?
Yes, I've seen them twice.
I heard they did a great show.
The last time I think they were here, I was outside, you know, where I work is very close by there, and when I pulled out, it was tons of people. And from what I remember, that concert raised the most money ever for whatever cause was going on then, because they basically did a collection right there. And yes, I have yet to see them, but I will.
Yeah, great band. I've seen them many times. The strangest place that I saw them was at Wabash College, but the best place I saw them was at the Vogue with Tribe Called Quest. It's the rap group that you can't find on any streaming platform of their great original albums with De La Soul.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'd forgotten about them.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
They were great. They were great at the Vogue. Yeah. I mean, great. So, yeah, great show.
Nice shooting.
Go ahead, Rob. Number one.
Nirvana.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Nirvana.
Go ahead, Scott. You guys are emailing each other again. My story for my last one, spring of 1990. Me and a buddy of mine drove down to the venue, and we went to the place with there was no seating. And the acoustics were dreadful. It was Cypress Hill and Rage Against the Machine at the state fair in the cow barn. And they still blew it up. It's Rage Against the Machine's my number one. It was an amazing show.
That's awesome. And you just hit on a story that I've got where I was very close to something that was just not probably where I needed to be. But my first job out of college, summer of 95 or summer of 96, they had the what was the festival?
Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza, yes. So where we worked, it was up near Meridian and 116th Street in Carmel. Well, there was a hotel close by where you could go and have lunch. So we walked over there, and as we're walking over there, the parking lot's empty, but there is this thing that looks like a tank. And
yeah.
I mean, just think of a Wells Fargo, you know, money carrier that's painted totally black, and you've got gun turrets on the sides and all this stuff, right? So we went in there, we had lunch, and the lady that was serving us, she came down here and she goes, "Snoop Dogg is upstairs."
Nice. Wow.
"He's staying here for Lollapalooza. The place is filled with smoke."
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. That's his middle name.
So we knew exactly why that vehicle was out there. It was interesting.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we got to wrap this up. Today's show was brought to you by the letter N for 90s, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, 1 Peter 5, 7, and the original Serenity Prayer. Please remember our... Veterans Day is tomorrow, and please honor our veterans for Andy's Local Flavor for Rob and Scott. I'm Joe Carney, and we'll see you soon.